So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Ha'imer Za'achi Eina Neman. If a person states that Pliny, so-and-so, is my brother, he's not believed, and Pliny does not inherit, in his own right, a share in the father's assets, because, as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah is a case of the Ka'amri Ein Onu Yaidin. The other brothers claim that they do not know whether or not Pliny is their brother. Therefore, they don't have to contribute a part of their share to Pliny because they are muchzik. However, this brother must give Pliny part of his own share in the father's Yerusha because he admitted that Pliny is his brother. If Pliny died and left no children to inherit him, this brother takes back the complete portion that he gave Pliny, but the other brothers do not get anything because this brother claims to the other brothers, you already took Pliny's portion in our father's assets because you never gave it to him. However, if Pliny had assets from other sources and died, all the brothers inherit a share in those assets, and this brother does not get all those assets, because through his admission, all the brothers are entitled to a share in Pliny's assets. The Gemara explains, however, in the case of the Ka'amri Lav Achinuhu, if the other brothers claim with certainty that Pliny is not their brother, then they do not inherit a share in Pliny's assets. And in the case of the Ka'amri Achunuhu, if the other brothers claim that with certainty that Pliny is their brother, then they must also contribute to Pliny a part of their share in the father's assets. Regarding the halacha of meis yachzru nechasim l'mkayman, the Gemara inquires by Rava, shvach sheshibchu nechasim alei ma'ahu. What is the halacha regarding the produce that grew in on their own from the portion that this brother gave to Pliny? Does this shvach go to the other brothers as well, because it came about while in Pliny's possession and was not a part of the original assets of the father? Or the shvach goes only to this brother, but not to the other brothers, because it is considered a part of the original assets of the father, and only this brother gave Pliny a portion in their father's assets, but the other brothers kept Pliny's portion in the father's assets? Tekui, this question remains unresolved. However, there is no question regarding b'shvach ha-magia l'ksafayim, the produce that grew in only through the efforts of Pliny, this shvach does go to the other brothers as well, because this shvach was definitely not a part of the original assets of the father. Zok the Mishnah, Misha meis v'nimtzis daitiki kishur al yirechoi, hareza in the klum. If a shchimra died and a written will was found tied to his leg, this shtar has no validity, and the intended recipient does not acquire the assets because, as Rashbam explains, we assume that the Shchimera intended to bequeath his assets only through the Shtar, not through a Tzava, his verbal instructions, and the Shtar can acquire only the owner transferred it while he was alive, but not after his death. If while the Shchimera was alive, he gave someone a list of his assets and he told him, Nechasim ha'ksuvim b'shtar zeh ani maknalach, I give you all the assets recorded in this document. Dvarv kayamin, the recipient acquires the assets regardless of whether he was an eligible heir or not, and even though his name was not mentioned in the shtar, because this is no less than a shchimra's verbal instructions, and divri shchimra k'ksuvim nekumisurim domu. The Chacham initiated that a dying person's verbal instructions alone are considered like a kinyan through which the recipient acquires the assets after his death, and no further kinyan is required. The Chacham did this because Shema Titarf Daitai, they were concerned that the Shchimra's situation might worsen and he will be unable to perform a kinyan. The Gemara elaborates and cites a brisa. Tan Rabbanan Ezi Daitiki. The will of a Shchimra is written as follows, and as alluded to in the word Daitiki. Koshakasa Badatehe Lamekim Valias. All that is written here shall take effect after my passing. And Ezi Matnas Bari, Shehika Matnas Shchimra, Dulekane El Achramisa. The will of a healthy person that takes effect like a shchimra after his passing is written as follows. Koshakasaba mahayoim lachar misa, which is interpreted as the Rashbam explains, gufu kone mahayoim uper lachar misa. The recipient acquires the actual field today, but he gets the fruits only after the owner dies. However, the Rashbam explains further that if he wrote only lachar misa but did not write mahayoim, ein kone de imatona lachar misa, the recipient does not acquire the field because imatona cannot take effect after the death of the owner. And if he wrote only Mahayoyim, but he did not write Lachar Misa, have a Matana Gemura Me'achshav, the recipient acquires both the actual field and the fruits from today. The Gemara continues. Shchimra Sh'amar Kisbu Tenu Mona L'Pleinu Umeis, Ein Kaisvem B'Naisen. If a dying person gave instructions that they shall write and give a mona to so-and-so and then he died, his instructions are not fulfilled because shemele gomel aknoise el b'shtar. Perhaps his intentions were to give the mana only through a shtar, not through his verbal instructions, and the ein shtar lachamisa. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Tibadik. Rabbi Yechonon qualifies that it depends on the context of the Shchimra statement. Royin im kimiyapa es koichai koisman. If the Shchimra's wording indicates that he merely meant to strengthen the recipient's power with a shtar, but he also wants him to acquire through a tzava, such as if he said, the Amar af kesleva b'chaseimu b'havulei, you shall also write and give him the mana. Koisman, then his instructions are fulfilled and the recipient acquires the mana through the verbal instructions of matna Shchimra. If the Shchimra's intentions were for the recipient to acquire only through a shtar, not through a tzava, his instructions are not fulfilled because ein shtar la'achar misa.